Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Ches, and we're learning Siman Dalet. Atoh v'le'omer atoch v'natonu. So a person forgot atoch v'natonu ve'ein l'kos b'layla l'abdil. So as opposed to the case before in Siman Gimel, where the person is going to be making abdol on a kos, the person doesn't have a kos, doesn't have any wine or beer or something they can say Abdullah, and we'll see what the options are about that. So now what happens in that situation? We said before, the reason why he doesn't go back is because he's going to rely on the Abdullah that he's going to say on the Kais. But over here he's not going to be saying Abdullah on the Kais. So once he said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he doesn't correct himself, what does he do? In Mr. Kadim Shemaya Tefila, you remember Shemaya Tefila. If he realizes somewhere before he gets to Shemaya Tefila, so he says Abdullah in Shemaya Tefila. Now that's Abdullah the Shemanesre Tochan Atonu has two parts to it. It has a praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has a bakasha. In Shemaya Tefila, we only put in bakashas. The reason why it fits over there is because since part of it is a bakasha, then we can look at the whole paragraph as a paragraph of bakasha and place it in Shemaya Tefila. If a person forgot it in Shemaya Tefila, so that was supposed to happen. So in the case where he doesn't have a kais belayla, but he might get a kais the next morning. So do we say, since he's not going to be saying Abdullah that night, he has to go back? Or since he'll be saying in the morning, he does not have to go back? If a person knows that he's having a curse tomorrow, so he does not go back. We don't want him to be going back and saying all these extra brachas. And he'll be saying Abdullah in the next morning on a kais. But he thinks that he's not going to be having a kais tomorrow. People are bringing. It's not going to arrive on the day of Yom Rishon. It might arrive Sunday evening after it's no longer Yom Rishon, it's already Yom Sheni. But on Yom Rishon, there will not be saying Abdullah. Therefore, Tzarech La'asur L'Yispa'alu L'Havdu B'Tefila. So he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Or go back to, if he's still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he would go back to Atoch Yonin L'Dom Da'as. He said Abdullah over there. But if he anticipates getting a kais, then he doesn't go back. So if he anticipates getting a kais, he does say it in Shemaya Tefila, because he's not going to be saying Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, he'll be saying it Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. But if he missed the Shemaya Tefila option, he does not go back. If he says he's not going to be getting a kais until Sunday evening, Yom Sheni already, so then Allah, he has to go back. That's called he's not going to be getting a kais. Fine. The one exception, so we say that a kais on Sunday evening is not sufficient. What about a situation where Tisha B'Av is on Yom Rishon, either because Tisha B'Av fell out on Yom Rishon or Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos and was nidchah to Yom Rishon? He's going to be saying Abdullah the night of Yom Sheni, Sunday night. He forgot Atoch HaNatonu in Shemoneh Esrei, Tisha B'Av night, Motzei Shabbos. He'll be saying Abdullah the Kais, the beginning of Leil Sheni, of Yom Sheni. We just said over here that doesn't help. He has to be saying Abdullah sometime during Yom Rishon for him not to go back. Tisha B'Av is the exception. He will only be saying Abdullah and Kais tomorrow evening. That was the Shabbos, not Yom Rishon, but on the night of Yom Sheni. Because Malkum came in Shehipto, Mavdo, but Tisha B'Av, in Tzorach Lach, so this problem. Here he can rely on the Kais, because that's the appropriate time to say the Abdullah. So in the situation of the person who forgot to Tochan Antonu, who will be saying Abdullah the following evening, Motzei Tisha B'Av, Sunday night, he doesn't go back, just like he would be making Abdullah a Motzei Shabbos, he doesn't go back. In the case of a person supposed to be saying Abdullah a Motzei Shabbos, it's not Tisha B'Av. The person is not going to be saying a Motzei Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry, Motzei Shabbos. And then the next day he's not going to be saying it either. Then he cannot rely on the Abdullah be saying it in the evening to allow him to not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.